This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NedGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Iranian President Attending BRICS Summit Causes Anti-West Stir. As always, there is never a dull moment in our country. The past few days, the city of Cape Town has been rocked by major strikes and violence within the taxi industry. Cape Town City and local taxi organizations have been at loggerheads over the issuing of taxi permits and the increased level of law enforcement made against taxis that break road laws. The strike has resulted in many closures of shops and businesses as staff cannot get to work, and several road blockages have occurred and acts of violence. There is ongoing debate in the media about the up-and-coming BRICS summit in South Africa later this month. The South African Foreign Minister has confirmed that the Iranian president has been invited and will likely be attending, along with 66 other country heads who had been invited over and above the five members of BRICS, namely Brazil, India, Russia, China, and South Africa. She stressed that this was not an anti-West summit. Cape Town has been the showcase of the Women's Netball World Cup the past 8 days. It has been an extremely successful event, with the city getting excellent global coverage. The South African national team did the nation proud, losing by 2 points to Uganda in the playoff for fifth spot. Australia were crowned world champions, easily beating England in the final. On the cricket front, England took 7 quick wickets on the final day of the fifth test against Australia to end the Ashes series 2-2. It has been an engrossing series between these two cricketing great nations. We await the announcement of the men's Springbok Rugby World Cup squad later this week, who will be flying off to France next month. Turning to the markets, the Rand recorded its steepest weekly loss since the second week of May as emerging market currencies came under pressure. The local unit touched 18.68 on Thursday, but pulled back marginally on Friday. Bond yields were flat, whilst the JSE All Share Index ended firmer, but gains were tempered by a drop in basic materials due to lower metal prices. Global equities were broadly lower last week, snapping 4 weeks of great gains. In the US, all the leading indices fell as investors repriced stocks following the recent strong gains and earnings reports. In Europe, the German DAX led the decline with a 3.1% drop, whilst the Japanese Nikkei shed 1.7%. The US dollar was largely flat, around $1.09 per euro for most of last week, as it shrugged off Fitch Ratings downgrades of its long-term foreign currency rating of AA+ from what was previously AAA. The dollar did then weaken marginally on Friday after US jobs data came out softer than expected. On the monetary policy front, the Bank of England raised its bank rate to 5.25% from 5%, hinting at more hikes amid the slow moderation in British inflation. The pound strengthened marginally on the back of the Bank of England's hawkish tone. In commodity markets, the Brent crude oil price gained for the fifth week in a row on reports of lower US oil stocks and a rebound in Chinese demand for oil. In precious metals, gold and platinum prices eased further on indications of a further slowdown in global economic activity. Eurozone real GDP increased by a small 0.3% in the second quarter and was above the market forecast of 0.2%. Strong growth in Ireland of over 3.5% provided much of the momentum. Without Ireland, the Eurozone's economy would have contracted as demand remains weak. Finally, turning to inflation, the Eurozone's inflation slowed to 5.3% year-on-year in July, in line with market forecasts. This is the lowest reading since January 2022, but still well above the bank's target rate of 2%. Further rate hikes and higher interest rates are thus expected to stay for a while. That brings us to the end of today's market report. Stay safe and stay healthy. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.